I greet you all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, hoping everyone is fine by the grace of God. My name's Sister Chavola from Lusaka, Zambia, and I'm privileged to share my testimony this morning. My testimony is about what God did over the life of our daughter, amen. It happened, I think, a year ago, and it was a Monday like this one. I think some time back, maybe most of you would recall, I shared a testimony of how painful the birth of my first child was. And from that incident, I became so inquisitive about everything that's going to happen about her life and so on. And I thought her life was in my hands and, you know, I would protect her in everything, watch over her, just to make sure that everything is okay with her. So one day, God showed me that He is the protector of our lives. So it was a Monday like this one, just like I mentioned. And it was in the evenings, I think around 21 hours, somewhere there. We were having supper with my husband in the sitting room. Then my daughter started moving about from the bedroom to the sitting room, and we thought it wasn't awkward at first. Maybe it was just normal. She's trying to check on something, then come to the sitting room to check on us, just like that. So we thought it was normal. We didn't see anything abnormal until she said the juice is bitter. So juice is bitter. And which juice is she talking about? So that's when we rushed to the bedroom to check the juice this child is talking about, only to find that it's actually jik. So we got so scared, and I remembered the pain that I went through. I started crying, and looking at the way jik is, it's poisonous. And immediately I started crying because I knew she was not going to survive it, because it's very corrosive. And I just started crying and I didn't know what to do. We were all depressed, stressed, looking at the time, and how are we going to make arrangement to take her to the hospital at that time? And we couldn't think of anything that would, you know, help us to rush her to the hospital. And it was at that moment that I realized that the life of our daughter is not in our hands, and it's not in my hands as I took it. I just took the child in my arms and I surrendered her. That was the time I surrendered her life to Christ. I said, God, you are the one that gave me this child. And you know everything that is going to happen in her life and everything else, I leave them into your hands. May you alone take charge. And that's how we started praying, believing in God that He would do a miracle for us. And exactly that minute we prayed, the child became restless. We started giving her, I think, water and a bit of milk here and there. We tried it. We made sure that we gave her enough water just to dilute that thing because we were so confused. And we couldn't sleep that night. We kept on watching over her and thinking maybe she'll, you know, just a state where you are just expecting the worst. You know, like you are in denial. You cannot take the child to the hospital. You cannot do anything. You're not thinking straight. And we just believed God that he would do something for us as we wait for the morning to come so that we can take her to the hospital. And then morning came. This child was just okay. And we wondered how possible it was now that she took almost half of the 500 meals of Jik. It was indeed a miracle that God came through for us. And to this very day, the child is fine and nothing happened to her. And we thank God Almighty for that. That's a testimony that I would like to share with you, my brothers and sisters, and hoping that we would all surrender our lives, the life of our children and all our beloved ones to Christ, because he's the author of life, and he gives and he protects. This is my testimony. Amen.